Joining us now is Tanya Powers from Fox News Radio to give us a little more insight on what this day is actually, what's happening with Starbucks and this diversity training. Tanya, thanks for calling us today and weighing in on this. Tell us a little bit more about what Starbucks is doing.
Well, as you mentioned, they're doing anti-bias training today. And, of course, this stems from last month's incident in Philadelphia, where two black men were arrested in a Philadelphia Starbucks. They had come in to meet someone else there. They got there before them. One of them had asked if they could use the restroom. They told them no. They said okay. So they sat down and were waiting for the other person to meet them. And that is when the manager decided to call the police. And the police came and they arrested them because they were sitting in the store and hadn't bought anything.
Mm-hmm.
They quietly went with the police. You know, they didn't. I think the other people in the video that went viral that I'm sure you guys have seen by now.
Yeah.
You see other people going, wait, what did they do? You know, explain mm-hmm. why you're arresting these men. They settled with the city, the two men did, for a symbolic dollar apiece, and they asked them, and the city promised that they would set up a $200,000 program for young entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So that's how that was basically handled by the city. Starbucks, as we know, decided to, in response to this, talk to its employees and take them through a racial bias and, you know, discrimination training workshop, which is what they're doing this afternoon.
So do we know the details of, like, what the ultimate goal is from Starbucks, what they're looking to train their employees on or make them more aware of?
From what I understand, that they want to give them kind of a toolkit, as they called it, that will focus on understanding prejudice and history, the history of public accommodations in the U.S. They also say that future training of employees will also include bias training and or anti-bias training and that kind of stuff to make sure people, you know, are aware that, you know, not everybody's experience might be like, you know, yours. So
that's
kind of what they seem to be wanting to accomplish here.
Certainly, if you shut down half of your stores, you would think that you would be taking quite the monetary hit for closing all of that business for the course of a day. But somehow Starbucks must feel as though this investment into their employees and training their employees is more valuable to them than the dollars that they're losing.
It was not a good moment for them PR wise. Absolutely. It definitely got people's attention. The incident itself that, like I said, went viral with the video. You had the stuff that happened afterwards, the protest outside the store. It got a lot of folks' attention, and that's why Starbucks said, okay, we feel this is important enough, like you said, to, you know, lose a few hours of you know, money. And that could be in the millions because it is a lot of stores.
Definitely. Well, Fox News Radio, Tanya Powers, thank you so much for providing the insight on this issue.
Sure.
Bye-bye.